Good morning. My name is Carlos Ramirez Rosa, and I'm very proud to represent 55,000 working people from the northwest side of Chicago as Alderman of the 35th Ward. And I'm so proud to stand here today with the coalition that for over 1 year has pushed for a Civilian Police Accountability Council. I'm here today to announce that along with my aldermanic co-sponsors, we will be introducing this ordinance to the Chicago City Council on Wednesday. Now, I want to make one thing clear. This is not my ordinance. This is the community's ordinance. Yeah. This is the ordinance that organizations from across the city of Chicago have come together to support because they believe in true police accountability reform. They believe that democracy and that injecting democracy into the system is the best way to ensure that the community and that people have control over the actions of our police officers. Now, I've read this ordinance. I've helped make amendments to this ordinance. This ordinance is well thought out policy. This ordinance, while it hasn't been done in other places, can become a model for true police accountability reform across the nation. You know, when you talk to some experts, what they'll say is, well, we have to look at the data. We have to look at what models have worked in other places. But the truth is that the current crisis and police misconduct that we are witnessing shows that no other model has worked.
All right. Yeah.
And that is why I'm proud to stand with the community sponsors and announce my support for CPAC, announce that we'll be introducing this on Wednesday. I want to very quickly acknowledge the individuals that have also committed to the coalition that they will co-sponsor this. That's Alderman Munoz, Alderman Maldonado, Alderman Brookins, Alderman Moreno, Alderman Mitz, Alderman Pawar, Alderman Folks, Alderman Garza. So that's 9, including myself. And these commitments came through the community grassroots lobbying efforts of the folks behind me. They're the ones that have gone individually to aldermen and asked them to support this. So without further ado, I want to bring up a force for civil rights, a force in the movement against racism, and that is Frank Chapman of the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alderman. For me, and I'm sure for everybody here in our movement, this is a historic moment. This is a historic moment, is it not? Yes, it is. And the reason why it's an historic moment, it didn't just start a year ago, although the campaign intensified a year ago. We've been campaigning for community control of the police for over 40 years. It started with the Black Panther Party back in the late 60s. Fred Hampton and Mark Clark were the first martyrs of this campaign, and since then we've seen many other martyrs. I'm going to count Rakia Boyd, I'm going to count Flint Farmer, I'm going to count Laquan McDonald, and all of those who have died by the unwarranted use of deadly force by the police as also martyrs of this campaign. The list is very long. We can't name everybody, but we did name some people who are in recent memory because they were just recently murdered. So we want to pay tribute to them today. We also want to pay tribute to those who have been involved for a long, long time, more than 2 decades, some of them, in the fight against torture in Chicago. This is the torture capital of the world. And I don't mince my words there. As the Chicago police have tortured many people, and to my knowledge, nobody has yet been punished. Nobody has been convicted. And I just want to mention some of our supporters who are not here today for various reasons. Some of them are very strategic to this movement. The Chicago Teachers Union overwhelmingly supports us. Trinity United Church of Christ, one of the largest African-American churches in the city, overwhelmingly supports us. We have 35,000 people in the community, individuals like yourselves, everyday citizens, immigrants, who also support us. All of them can't be here today. We have over 50 different community-based organizations and faith-based organizations, including Islamic organizations, including the Arab American Action Network, including the Filipino Alliance, that are all in support of this campaign. So this has truly been a grassroots campaign involving all different sectors and strands of the people's movement throughout the city of Chicago and also throughout this region. And we're really grateful to the alderman here for taking a bold step forward in bringing about this very necessary change. Very bold. All right. Can we get it up for the alderman? CPAC. Reverend Catherine Brown, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have her speak, and then after her, we're going to have Mark Clemens speak on behalf of the torture victims, all right?
Good morning. My name is Reverend Catherine Brown, and I'm here today to speak out against police brutality and for CPAC. May 13, 2013, my children and I were lied on by the Chicago police, sending me and my family, you might as well say me and my family, trying to send us to jail for 30 years for a made-up lie by the hands of Chicago police. And we need to work together, Chicago united, bringing the community together to push CPAC. One of the things that I really wanted to say is directly to the aldermans, all 50 of them. There's not one alderman, one coworker that sits on city council with you that could have voted you in. The only people that voted you in was the constituents in your wards. And when this ordinance passed your way, your desk, and phone calls are being made asking you as an alderman, I want you to think about all those hours you put in to get the seat that you're sitting in and the people who put you there. It's important that you listen to the people who trusted you and knew that if they voted for you, you would do the right thing for us all in each and every ward. Aldermans, my alderman as well, who is Howard Brookins, who stated that he supports CPAC. So in his supporting CPAC and endorsing CPAC, I feel like every alderman who has a heart for their constituents, who took the time to vote for them, to consider, demand CPAC, that's Civilian Police Accountability Council. You know the right thing. If these things were happening to you as an alderman, how would you want the alderman sitting in the seat that you may have voted for to handle it? We have to stop all these rallies and all these protests and put in place some real rules, regulations, and programs that's going to get some results. Again, my message is to the aldermans. Alderman Rosa has took the time to say, I think it's a good thing. I think we need to do this. It's 50 of you sitting on that seat. Think about your constituents, the people who put you there. We no longer want fake accountability for police. Too many people have lost their lives. Me and my children almost lost our lives. A woman who was the liaison between the police and the community to bring unity between the police and the community. They are liars. Officer Lopez and Officer Murphy are total liars. They're making up lies, making you believe that they're scared. They're not scared. They're liars. They're making up the law as they go. They don't think they're above the law. They think they are the law as they go. And we have to put a law in place to put them in the right perspective positions. And until we get community control over the police, they will not appreciate the jobs that they have. They will not carry themselves as peace officers instead of crooked officers. We need officers that's going to serve and protect, not disrespect and neglect the people who are paying them and trusting that they're going to protect us. Justice, justice. When I say justice, you say now. Justice, justice. That's what we want, and that's what we want now.
Hello, my name is Mark Clements. In the city of Chicago, many of you know me as a Chicago police torture survivor. Unfortunately, being someone 16 years of age, I was taken to Area 3 Violent Crimes Unit, where I had my genitals grabbed and squeezed. Just recently, we as human beings are just now surfacing to ask the question, why did the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services not investigate one case of John Burge when there were 32 children that were tortured as a result of John Burge? I support CPAC due to the fact that I believe that it is a piece of legislation that will open up doors for men that are still languishing inside of our prisons. It is unfortunately that no police officer under John Burge has ever been held accountable for the actual torture. Here it is for the Catholic Church and our young children that were sick, and we gave them a 32-year statute in which they can bring their claims. So today, along with my support for CPAC, I'm asking why in the state of Illinois that young children such as Johnny Plummer, this young man, Carl Williams, being taken to a police station and tortured, why the Department of Children and Family Services never investigated these cases. Marcus Wiggins, a 13-year-old child, taken to the police station, and he was electrically shocked. DCFS never once stepped in, even though the city of Chicago gave him a settlement. I'm asking why, as a result of Chicago police torture reparations, did the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services not re-examine these cases for criminal prosecution from everything from rape to sexual abuse to basically abuse of torture. Torture is an element within our children and family services. I want answers. And I think, unfortunately, that we will never get those answers unless CPAC is elected. Thank you.
To work in the shadows, only those that have things to hide should fear democracy. To my colleagues, I say, just like other measures have been brought forward and you have looked at them, we are bringing forward this measure on Wednesday so that it's on the table, so that you can take a look, so that it can have its fair hearing, just like all the other measures that have been brought forward for police accountability reform. The community has marched. The community has come collectively together and put together this ordinance. And now we're going to introduce it on Wednesday. And so what exactly does that ordinance do? It creates 22 separately elected individuals from each police district, right? And these elected individuals would then be tasked with reviewing issues of police misconduct. They'd have a 4-year term. They'd have staff that would work underneath them. And collectively, they would also review the different decisions that are coming out. So this is a way that we can inject democracy into the system. This is a way that we can ensure that there's true police accountability through community control. And I'm proud to stand with this broad coalition that includes people like the Chicago Teachers Union, Pilsen Alliance, Trinity United Church of Christ, and everyone standing here behind me that says this is the solution that we endorse. So with that, we want to open it up to Q&A. So I think that democracy is the great equalizer. It ensures one man, one vote, and it ensures that we have a system where people can be held accountable. Just like aldermen, just like all elected officials are held accountable to their constituents, we want to ensure that those that are tasked with policing our police are held accountable by the voters in the city of Chicago as well. When we have appointed boards, as we've seen at the Chicago Public Schools, when we have appointed boards, as we've seen in IPRA and the police board, there's a level of accountability that just isn't there, that allows for police and misconduct to occur with impunity, that allows the types of decisions that we see at CPS occur with impunity, because ultimately the folks making those decisions don't feel like they're being held accountable by the residents of the city of Chicago. So we have 9 sponsors, including myself. The individuals behind me have reached out to aldermen and asked them to co-sponsor, and they've received commitments from Moreno, Munoz, Maldonado, Folks, Mitz, Garza, I'm missing, Pawar, there you go, and Brookins. So what this does is, what was just said, this puts the people in charge of the police by creating a system of direct election. Pues el sistema que tenemos ahorita en este momento es un sistema donde tenemos oficiales que son escogidos por el alcalde que están encargados de decidir cómo asegurar que la policía no está cometiendo crímenes. Este sistema que se está proponiendo por la comunidad crea un sistema donde nosotros directamente elegimos los que están encargados de la policía para asegurar que sobre la policía hay un grupo de oficiales elegidos que en fin tiene una responsabilidad a los votantes, a la comunidad que los eligió. So I can only speak from my own personal experience. As for why the media is not covering it, I think that's a question for journalists and the press. But in terms of my own personal experience, the first way that I heard about CPAC was by leafleting in the street. I was walking around downtown and someone handed me one of these brochures. The next time I heard about CPAC was when I saw a massive rally of thousands of people marching down the street demanding true police accountability reform. Members of the coalition then reached out to me. They brought me the ordinance. They explained to me why they had certain provisions in the ordinance. I then reviewed it, brought back amendments. They said, we're good with these amendments. We worked them out. And that's why we're standing here today, because I feel that at minimum, right, this should have the same hearing as the other provisions that have been brought forward by my colleagues. So that's an excellent question. And I want to actually turn that over to Frank, because they answer this question a lot.
Well, we get that question constantly. But the alderman actually spoke to it earlier. This is a democratic process. We trust the people. We don't trust the present process. What this process does is it empowers the people in the community to hold the police accountable for the crimes that they commit. That has never been done before. We believe that that will work because we believe in democracy. Can it be corrupted? Anything can be corrupted. But there should be no reason for us not doing it. We're doing it because it's our democratic right to do it. We have an inalienable democratic right to hold those who police our communities responsible for the crimes that they commit, and we insist on having that right. Excuse me? No, that's not the question. The question is about democracy. Just like they elected Ronnie Emanuel, they also are unelecting him. I'm saying I trust democracy. Okay. We're not having a debate about whether it's right. We're having a debate about this, that the people in our communities are being denied their democratic right to determine who polices their communities and how their communities are policed. That's our discussion. Thank you.
So, and I do want to add to that. that there are provisions in CPAC that one stipulate that the individual has to be elected from within the district, right? So that will ensure that we have diverse elected officials. And number two, there are also provisions around campaign finance reform. But what we can do is we can workshop this, right? If aldermen take this seriously, if my colleagues take this seriously, we can workshop and ensure that we have the provisions that are in there that reach legal muster and that ensure that we have a true democratic process. I want to open it up to one last question, and I also want to recognize that our sisters and brothers from SEIU Healthcare have joined us. Thank you for coming out here. So again, this is a broad-based coalition, and the demand that they have brought forward for the last year needs to be heard in City Hall. Any additional questions? I think you just answered your question. But I will say this. I think that, the murder of Laquan McDonald, the murder of Rokia Boyd, the murder of so many other young, older black people across this nation has angered and saddened so many of us, including me. And I think that there's a consensus across this nation that something must be done. You know, last month at the city council meeting, when we were responding to the murders in Orlando, we brought forward a measure that allowed us to address transphobia, that allowed us to ensure that our trans sisters and brothers had access to public facilities. And I said then that we as legislators have an option. We can legislate hate, or we can legislate love.
That's right.
And I think that by bringing the people into the process, by ensuring that those directly impacted by police misconduct get to elect the individuals that will then police that police misconduct, we are legislating love. So we're going to introduce this on Wednesday, and I'm proud to stand with so many community partners that have worked on this measure for over 2 years. Thank you.